With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. There was something odd bubbling beneath the surface of Flathead Lake earlier this summer. It wasn't a lake monster, it was a submarine, two in fact. The sub's pilots were there to help cash-strapped researchers physically see the mostly unexplored depths of Flathead Lake for the unforgettable price of free. Aaron Bolton explains.
If you're an aquatic researcher studying deep bodies of water, it can be hard for scuba divers to see what's at the bottom, unless, of course, you're doing a different type of diving, say, in a submarine.
So Aaron, you're not claustrophobic, are you?
Well, this will be a good test, all right?
That's right.
Hank, we have a screamer!
On a recent Tuesday morning, I left the Flathead Lake Biological Research Station's dock to meet Hank Pronk, who lives in nearby British Columbia, to get into his cramped two-man sub.
Yeah, that's bang on 40 feet.
That's bang on 40 feet there. You want me to go down?
Okay. All right, we're gonna dive.
Pronk then descends beneath Yellow Bay on the east side of the lake.
So we're 14 feet from the bottom right now. Oh, we're on a slope, I see.
We dive about 40 feet below the surface, but Pronk's sub can dive much deeper, to 1,000 feet, though he's only run safety tests at around 300. The biostation struggles to explore below 100 feet because its research divers can't go that deep without specialized experience and equipment. Research scientist Jim Kraft with the University of Montana's biostation says they've only conducted limited deep water research in Flathead Lake, which is 380 feet at its deepest point. A big reason is because the equipment required to reach the lake's bottom is so expensive. Researchers also don't really know a lot about what's down there in the first place.
Unless you're going to do a lot with them, to put out, $20,000 or so for a rover, or, I don't know how much a submarine costs, but I'm going to probably put it into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. We just don't have the research need to justify that kind of an expense.
Even just to hire a commercial sub for a day can cost thousands of dollars. That's why Kraft jumped at the opportunity to work with Interspace Science. It's a website that connects researchers with private submarine owners. Alex Smith is the site's founder.
And it seems to be working out. I mean, we started it 2 years ago.
Smith is among the six submarine and one underwater rover owners currently in the group. They solicit expedition ideas from researchers through the website, and each can decide whether they want to go on the trip. Because they're not commercial operators, no money exchanges hands. They're just in it for the experience.
It's much more rewarding to use your sub that way than to just potter around and just come home with a family video or something. So it's a win-win.
The week of dives on Flathead Lake this month were only the second scientific expedition Interspace Science sub-owners have taken. Last year, two pilots took University of California Davis grad students beneath the surface of Lake Tahoe. Smith hopes the resulting research will spread the word about Interspace Science and bring in more expedition requests, both in Europe and the U.S. The biostation's Jim Kraft says he's not entirely sure what research may come out of the dives in Flathead Lake. For now, the algae and sediment samples researchers asked the sub-pilots to get will sit on the shelf until they can be processed this winter. The results could lead to formal research proposals down the line. They also asked for video of invasive mysis shrimp, which will be analyzed in the near future. That could inform ongoing research on the crustacean's population and profound effects on the ecosystem.
They do a daily migration up to the surface at night to feed and then back to the bottom to evade predators. So understanding their habits and what they're doing is really nice. So we had them do a night dive, and I'm real excited to see that video.
Let's see if we can see any of these little guys.
In that video, you can see thousands of mysis that look like tiny white specks swimming to the surface, something researchers have seen in the lab, but would have never been able to see in the wild if it weren't for a few private sub-owners who wanted to combine their hobby with science. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.